This is our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for a speedboat valued at $11,820. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $31,219 for $530. Fashion prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I thank you, and welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's quickly welcome back a fine champion from Las Vegas, Nevada, and USC University, Michael Friedman. Hello there, Michael.
Hello, Jim.
That's your friends with you again, right?
Yeah, they came again.
That's nice. That's very nice. They come down here to root you on. And here's where you stand. You've got $292 in your bank account now. You're really getting up there. You need a win today with just $48 more, and you could have that speedboat worth almost $12,000.
He's in the desert.
But you're very near Lake Mead there, right? That would be terrific up on Lake Mead. Next thing after that to intrigue you, get some time off between semesters. An African safari is $153 away from you. $153 more you'd need, so you got to keep on winning. All set?
I'm ready, Jim.
All righty, good luck. Boy, he has been ready. A fine champion. Hit or win, introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Got some good plans for us?
Certainly do. This contestant has been featured in magazines across the country. From Los Angeles, California, let's give a big welcome to Adrian Lee.
Hello there, Adrian.
This next contestant was the number one cable television salesperson in the country. From Los Angeles, California, here's Charles Ross.
Hi, Charles. See you a little later, Mr. Bargain Summer. Charles, the number one cable TV salesman in the country. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
How do they do this?
It's not always easy, though. The hardest sell I never made was to a woman. I took a half an hour to explain the service and got her all pumped up, and her husband came home and said they already had it. She didn't even know.
Oh, but somehow or other they ascertained that you were number one, right?
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Fine salesman. And is it Adrienne?
Adrienne,
you're featured in magazines across the country. Why?
Well, I'm a dress designer, and I design fashion specifically for the larger size woman so that she feels pretty and makes a great impression.
I've been seeing that. I've been seeing in ads and things and all, so they're really getting fashion. Well, that's
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. I wish you well here. Obviously, you're very good at what you do. Let's see how you do here.
Thank
$20
you.
Starts all three players off. And this question. What self-destructed at the beginning of every episode, Michael?
The tape.
Our Mission Impossible, tape recorder. You're right. $5 for the correct answer. Michael goes to 25. What are you supposed to do on a bridle path? Michael.
Walk down it.
No. You ride a horse on a bridle path. Or get married. Either one. No, you ride a horse on a bridle path, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, back down to 20, but it sounded good. Walk down it. The maple leaf is the emblem of Michael.
Canada.
Canada's exactly what it is, and Michael goes to 25. Yes. Omnia vincit amor is the Latin way of saying that something conquers all. Adrienne.
Love.
Love conquers all, yes indeed. Adrienne stays to heard from. She goes to 25. During most of his phenomenal career, for what baseball team did Babe Ruth play? Michael.
New York Yankees.
New York Yankees it is. The champion goes into the lead. Yes. Good time to be in the lead because it's time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus. Some cash could come up at any time. Michael, you have a $5 lead over Adrienne. Oh, this is terrific. Take a look at this.
Michael, you can put on your own puppet show with these fantastic marionettes. You'll really enjoy pulling your own strings when they're attached to these great Disney marionettes. Beautiful hand-painted puppets of Mickey, Pluto, and Geppetto from IntelliToys. These puppets are normally priced at $476. And today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $5.
Well, that's very unusual. And I can see by your outfits that they hired three cat burglars to work them here. Now, Michael, it's only $5. I recall a couple of shows ago.
I have a new niece.
That's right. You didn't buy anything for your niece. Now you could entertain your baby niece. They are very cute. $476. Very unusual. If you bought them for $5, you would just be in a tie with Adrienne. And if you were to give them to your niece, oh, listen, I'm feeling good. $300 in cash to go with it for $5. $776 bargain for just the value of one question. Going once.
Oh, buy it, Michael.
Going, hit buy. Enjoy those. Your niece will have a ball with those. And you've got $300 in cash for yourself. Cost you just $5. We knocked that off. And indeed, you are in a tie. Back to business. According to the title of the book and movie, what amazing feat was performed by a dapper gentleman named Michael?
He crossed the Atlantic.
He crossed the Atlantic. Well, that was part of it. His name was Phileas Fogg, and he went all the way around the world in 80 days. Quick buzzer costs the champion. He loses $5. You're in Washington, D.C. What do the letters D.C. Michael?
District of Columbia.
That's what they represent. He is so quick for that buzzer. Adrienne and Charles are shaking their head. Boy, he's back to 25. A classic story by Stephen Vincent Benet told of the clash of will between a great American orator and a demon. It, Michael?
The Devil and Daniel Webster.
That's exactly what it was called, and Michael goes back into the lead by 5. Yeah. Time now for the fame game. A question with a lot of information. When the players buzz in, they get control, the chance to pick on that fame game board. We're looking for a famous person. I am a singer, born in England in 1944. At school in London, I formed a rock and roll band with two guitarists. Michael?
Elton John?
Incorrect. Break for the challengers. The champion is out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You stay at $30. You're playing for a pick of the board, not for dollars. So we'll clear the board. Continue for Charles and Adrienne. I formed a rock and roll band with two guitarists. In 1962, we chose our name from a song by Muddy Waters. Remember now, we're looking for a singer. We added a drummer and a bass player. Found our real audience at the Crawdaddy Club. Michael knows it now, but he's out of the rest of the question. I wrote the lyrics to music by Keith Richards for such hits as Charles?
Mick Jagger.
Satisfaction, I was going to say. Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones. He's the net we're looking for. Charles, now, what are you looking for? You've got 9 numbers up there. Lovely things behind them. Which one looks good?
The number 7, Jim.
And behind number 7, we have a bedroom ensemble. A Festival Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota.
That's very nice. That is $615 worth, matter of fact. Beautiful bedroom outfit, yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. We'll be back to the game. I love what Joan Rivers said about Mick Jagger. She said, Mick could give Cleveland a hickey. We'll be right back. Captain has a lead. Michael at 30, Adriana 25, Charles at 20. We're back with this. This dish, consisting of thinly sliced breaded veal, carries the German name, meaning Vienna cutlet. Charles.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel it is. Charles ties Adriana 25. Yeah. According to the last lines of the song America, from every mountainside, Charles.
Sea to shining sea.
Freedom ring. Let freedom ring. It may ring from sea to shining sea, but it's freedom ring. You lose 5 on that one, Charles. Sorry about that. A regimen for losing weight shares its name with a word used for the Japanese legislature. What is it? Adrienne.
Diet.
Diet is exactly, yeah. Japanese legislature. You know, if everybody diets, they won't buy your clothes anymore, Adrienne.
You realize?
You got another 5. What vitamin is recommended by a nutrition expert to help Charles?
C.
He jumps in there quick to maintain night vision. No, you won't have scurvy, but vitamin A. Vitamin A. Sorry about that. You lose another 5. He's quick with that buzzer. Well, it's time for an instant bargain. Now, Adrienne and Michael, you are in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, we were talking about diets. Oh, take a look at this.
Faster, faster, faster. Run for your life on this indoor jogging machine. The next best thing to being out on the open road with easy-to-read speed and trip meters that report exercise conditions. Furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. Come on. This treadmill is normally priced at $850. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9. Okay.
Just $9. No, don't stop. I'll go slow. Just keep it up. I'll go nice and slow, Dara. You won't mind. $850 for $9. For 8.
Go ahead.
For 7.
I hate
Dara. Oh, you guys, come on.
6. 5. Charles is trying to help me. Less than the value of one question. $4. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Boy, this is not exactly Vic Tanny's over here. These two don't want that. All marsupials have a marsupium. Michael.
A pouch.
That's what it is. Yes, it's for carrying their marsupials. You're right, Michael. He's a 35. What high appointive office did Earl Warren hold during... Michael?
The Chief Justice.
Chief Justice, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Either one acceptable, and Michael goes to 40. Yep. The largest state east of the Mississippi. Michael?
California.
The east of the Mississippi calls its capital Atlanta. That's Georgia. Got a little crossed over there on the... It made a left to the wrong side of the mountains coming out of Las Vegas. In 1936, this black American athlete, Michael...
Jesse Owens.
He shattered the Nazi myth of the master race. You're right, winning 4 gold medals. Jesse Owens it is, and Michael gets up 5 right back. What product does your company produce if your coworkers use the terms subhead, lead, extra, and byline? Adrienne.
Newspapers.
Newspapers, exactly what it is, Adrienne. Stay close to Michael. I must say, the head writer on our show is not very bright, because before the show I was reading the Wall Street Journal talking about newspapers, and he came over and said, Jim, can I read the sports page when you're finished? We'll be right back. Got here within $8 of that speedboat if you'd like to take it, but of course he must win his lead right now, $5. Michael at 40, Adrienne at 35, Charles at 15. Talking about 15, there's a $15 money card up there on the board, second crack of the fame game. We're looking for a famous person. I am a medicine man and leader of the Hunkpapa Indians. I was born in what is now South Dakota in about 1834. After showing great... Michael, take it a chance.
Geronimo?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question again. A break for the challengers. We'll clear the board. Continue for Charles and Adrienne. After showing great bravery in a fight against the Crow Indians, I received my present name. While many people believed I led the Sioux in a famous battle, I was actually the medicine man. In 1875, I had a vision that resulted in the Battle of the Little Bighorn, where we defeated Custer and his men. Charles.
Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull is right. Yes, he was the medicine man. Crazy Horse, I believe, was the war chief, but it was Sitting Bull we were looking for. What number do you like now, Charles?
Number six.
And behind number six, we have $500 in cash.
Old cash. Charles did very well up there on the board. That goes into your pocket. That's yours to keep. You're well over $1,000 in cash and prizes from that board. Of course, you haven't found any money cards. They stay up there. Michael, you're back in. What two presidential candidates were the first to hold a nationwide televised debate? Michael.
Kennedy and Nixon.
You got it. Then you've got another five going to 45. In 1883, what Pacific island near Java was blown apart? Charles.
Krakatoa.
By one of the most violent volcanic eruptions in recorded history. As a matter of fact, it was supposedly the loudest sound in history. Krakatoa is exactly what it is, Charles. Back to 20. What does an Italian mean when he says, come sta? Adrienne.
How are you?
How are you? You got it. And you got 40. And again, pulling over to $5 with Michael. Well, Michael, you've got a $5 lead. It's up to you. You can buy this.
Michael, you can open up your home to this handsome antique umbrella stand. Add a touch of class to your entryway with this 19th century mirrored umbrella stand in rich walnut with brass fittings. Furnished by George Georges and Sons. This handsome antique is normally priced at $1,150. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, that's terrific. Beautiful antique.
It never rains in Las Vegas, Jim.
You what, Michael?
It never rains in Las Vegas.
Never rains in Las Vegas. No, we're talking about, it doesn't make any difference. That would look wonderful sitting there, but well, maybe I can help you seed the clouds or something. Now, Michael, you've always been great in the speed round. Speed round's coming up. If you bought this for $15, you would be trailing by 10. Just two questions in that speed round coming up. You always like it when I offer you a little cash. Not that college students could use any money or anything,
oh, never.
Michael. You'd be trailing by 10. You'd have the antique, and you'd have 500 in cash.
It's a lot of tuition.
It's a lot of tuition money, said Charles.
A lot of transcripts.
Going once.
Fire.
Going twice. Oh. No sale. Does not want to be trailing. We'll be right back. Don't go away. No. Just $3 away from that speedboat, but still a very slender lead. Michael at 45, Adrienne at 40, Charles at 20. Back with us. In classical mythology, it was considered to be the food of the gods. Michael.
Ambrosia.
That's exactly what it is. And Michael now with a $10 lead. According to Tennyson's great poem, Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Who were the 600? Michael.
The Charge of the Light Brigade.
That Light Brigade, the Charge of the Light Brigade. You've got it for another five and a $15 lead. In this classic film of 1951, Katharine Hepburn exhorted Humphrey Bogart to Charles...
The African Queen.
...to attack the German Navy with a tiny boat. The African Queen it is. Charles at 25. Yeah. And again, talking about 25. $25 money card up there on the board. Third and final crack of the fame game. Charles has had two shots up there. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1919 and died in 1952. I was a minor actress until I married a high-ranking man in 1945. I organized female work. Michael.
Carol Lombard.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, again the champion. And a break for the challenges will clear the board. Charles and Adriana continue. I organized female workers and secured woman suffrage. I became the de facto minister of health and labor. The shirtless ones revered me. My husband was proposed as vice president. My name was proposed as vice president to my husband. But the Argentine army forced me to withdraw. Adrienne.
Eva Perón.
Eva Perón is exactly right. Yes. Yes. Adrienne, you're trailing by $15. Make the right choice and you could go into the lead.
Eight.
And behind number eight, we have
$600 in cash. Adrienne looks happy about the cash, but Michael's happy she didn't find those big money cards. Where were they?
Behind the number three, the number five, and the number one.
The one and the big 25. Michael is back in now. Three times he missed in the fame game, and they couldn't take advantage of it. So now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. Michael at 55, Adrienne at 40, Charles at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, what East Coast state boasts the resort areas of Asbury Park and Cape May? Charles.
New Jersey.
Right. Name the food sweetener usually made from beets. Adrienne.
Saccharin.
Wrong. How many cups are there in a pint? Charles.
Two.
Right. What is the capital of Nebraska? Michael.
Lincoln.
Right. According to the old saying, misery loves, Michael.
Company.
Right. With what fragile material does a glazier work? Michael.
Glass.
Right. According to the Bible, the Lord caused a great fish. Michael.
Jonah.
Right. What country was led for centuries by leaders called Michael?
Russia.
Right. For what sport were seven gold medals won, Michael?
Swimming.
Right. In what state is Yale University? Michael?
New Jersey.
Wrong. Name the smallest planet in our solar system. Michael?
Mercury.
Right. In what European country would you find the Black Forest? Michael?
Germany.
Right. In what country would you find the spectacular... Charles?
I don't care
about
Argentina.
Time is up, and Michael. You get the feeling Charles just said, I'm going to beat him to the buzzer, I don't care what I say. You'd find the Taj Mahal in India, Charles. Adrienne hit the buzzer, she wanted to answer it. Time is up. Yale University, Michael, is in Connecticut. I was going to say Mark Spitz. Michael said swimming. He was right. I didn't get a chance to say czar, as he was right again with Russia. And a food sweetener, I just said beets. I think if you'd heard the rest of it, usually made from beets or cane. The answer very simply was sugar. We've got to say goodbye to Charles and Adrienne. But I am delighted to say they are not going home empty-handed. Charles, you've got that betting. You've got $530 in cash. $1,145 in cash.
Thanks.
You look like you were having fun. That's nice. Adrienne, $635 in cash. Good luck with your designing. Thank you for joining us. But Michael Friedman, the king of the speed round, goes back shopping with me again. Congratulations. Your total now is $382, adding the $90 from today. $382. Take a look at this. This beautiful speedboat you could afford. However, another win and $63 more, you might enjoy this lovely trip. Check.
Answer the call of the wild on an incredible safari to Africa. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Kenya for an unforgettable 16-day adventure in the big game reserves. The law of the jungle will unfold before your very eyes as you experience an old-time camping safari led by an experienced guide. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $16,000, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Well, that's a great trip. That is a wonderful trip, and you are just $63 away from that. One thing you haven't had a good look at yet, you've got $382. Get to $530. Michael, you could drive away in this.
Pave the way to luxurious driving with the Cadillac Eldorado. An automobile of time-honored elegance with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car furnished by Modern Motors. This luxury car, normally priced at $31,219, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'll fit that in at USC.
It would fit right in at USC. Absolutely. $640 will get you every prize we've got on the stage. That would be the boat, the trip, the car, everything else. You get the $750. We'll give you all of the prizes plus this.
The cash jackpot at $68,000.
And it's growing, $1,000 a day. But Michael, your decision right now is to take that lovely speedboat and leave, or put your money in the bank. The African safari trip is next up the line. Tough decision. You're up into some big money now. Think about it for a moment, then we'll get your answer.
Okay, Jim.
Michael, $382 now, sizable bank account. You can say yes, take that speedboat and everything else that you've picked up along the way, over $10,000, as a matter of fact, in cash and prizes you've already accumulated, or the trip to Africa next for just $63 more and, of course, another win. What's it going to be?
You know, Jim, I've always dreamed about owning my own speedboat, but I'm having too much fun to stop now, so I'm going to come back.
Oh, okay. We'll put this money in the bank. That is another $1,000, $69,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.